A mentor of mine told me many years ago, Shelley, a balloon can't float with a brick attached to it. So it took me a long time to figure out what she meant. But as I got older, I realized she was pretty much just advising me to stop allowing things to weigh me down. And many of us are carrying some weight that we need to let go. So let me tell you how to do it. Let's chat.
Shy Girl Beats.
To know that there are many people who come or who came into this new year saying, I'm cutting off this person, I'm cutting off that person, I'm going to stop doing this and I'm going to stop doing that, but have yet to do either of those things and are pretty much walking around with the same old issues right in their back. So one thing that I believe in is letting dead weight go. And what I mean by dead weight is, okay, for me, dead weight is a person or maybe even a thing that continues to be the source of some sort of negativity in my life. Like, it can be that person who I'm friends with who is pretty much so draining to be around, or let's see, a person who maybe even a situation that is bringing no value to your life. Some people are in situations that are just bringing no kind of value to them. And so someone who, let's see, who really honestly has nothing to offer you in any kind of way. A lot of times these type of people create a space in your life that just takes up your focus and your energy and, you know, to the point where you can't focus on anything more important that you need to, such as perhaps your goals or the things that are supposed to make you happy, right? And I know if we look around, like look to your left and look to your right, you will see some of those people that I just described. You will see. Many of us could be soaring in our careers and our relationships, but we keep allowing things to hold us back. We keep allowing dead weight to keep us on the ground, to keep us unproductive, lacking the focus, and just all around miserable in our lives. Well, let me ask you something. What are you willing to remove from your life in order for you to move into your greatness, in order for you to soar like a balloon, if you will, or a bird or whatever you want to say? But not everything that weighs you down is yours to carry. You know, always remember that, darlings. Sometimes the things, you know, I've known people that have stuff on their shoulders that is making them suffer, bringing on health issues, bringing on all kinds of losing hair, falling out. They're having all kinds of issues with their bodies. They're gaining weight. They're losing weight. They're stressing out. And a lot of the stuff that is causing all of that are things that they shouldn't even be carrying from the get-go. Some stuff is meant to be let go of. Have you ever looked at someone and thought to yourself, what purpose do you serve in my life? And did you answer that? Like, did you just answer that? Now, let's go back to what I said earlier. Let's look to your left and let's look to your right and ask that person of the people that you surround yourself with, what purpose do you serve in my life? Was the answer an honest one that you just gave? Like, did you just say, well, you know, they serve this purpose, they serve that purpose? Or were you just making up stuff to make them have a purpose? See, that happens a lot too. We make up reasons to keep people around us for whatever the reason that is. Sometimes it's due to, I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to not have a man. I don't want a woman in my, you know, it's reasons that are ridiculous why we keep certain people that have no purpose for us, that are dead weight, that we are toting around in our life. I remember one time I literally was at lunch with a friend of mine. someone who, yeah, had a major part of my life. And as we spoke, and although I really don't remember what the conversation was about, but that's not the big deal here. But what I do remember is feeling like, wow, this person is not adding any value to my life. They are not enhancing my life in some kind of way when I'm around them. And when I share things with them, anything that I'm working on, anything that I'm excited about, they never really clap for me. They never really give me that feedback, even constructive feedback. They just kind of sit there and is like, what? They never give me anything. I never feel fulfilled when I'm around there. I still feel like I'm starving. You know, there's some friends that when you go around them, like I always give the example when I go back home to Tampa, and Tampa's my second home. Chicago's my hometown, but Tampa's my second home. And when I'm just around certain friends of mine, when I get on that plane up out of there, I feel full. I feel so just nourished, nourished with love and just being with people that can fill you up. You know, this person, they're not a bad person at all, but I just didn't feel like they had a role in my life. I always felt like I was carrying the friendship. I always made all the plans. I always checked on them, etc., whatever. I always was the first person to reach out. And yet, they never did any of those things for me. So, I had a decision to make. They are what I consider dead weight. They were in my life without any real purpose. And a lot of their dramas and issues that they would talk to me about were bringing me down. So I had to set them free. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I had to set them free. I removed the weight that was on my shoulders that should have never been there. And had I just not wanted to get rid of the friendship early on, and, you know, a lot of us have that instinct that if we're around a person for the first 5 or 10 minutes, we know whether or not we should be around that person again, right? So this was a person that I should have known. I did knew many years before that we just probably should not have been friends as long as we have. So I want you to take a moment right now and think about the who and or what is that brick that's holding you down? Who or what is the dead weight in your life? And when I return, I'll tell you some steps on how to remove that weight from you so you can soar like a balloon or a sparrow or an angel, whatever. But you want to learn how to soar, right? Stay tuned. Okay, darlings, so removal of dead weight, that thing or person that is holding you back from having peace. That's what I'm all about this year is peace. I want peace. I want to be in peace. I want to live in peace, and I want to be able to sleep in peace. Okay, so we need to figure out how to remove the dead weight and get your peace back and get your focus back and get your happy back. And here's what I've done. And honestly, these are all things that I felt have helped me once I was honest with myself, because like I said earlier, a lot of times we tend to keep situations around us or keep ourselves in situations to feel needed, wanted, to feel like we have a purpose. And we also, for the same reasons, keep people around us who we feel or we have put on them a purpose for us, or we believe or convinced ourselves to believe that they have a purpose in our life when they clearly have shown us that they do not. They are just there, honey. They just taking up space. So the first thing that I had to do was I had to really understand what was causing the dead weight and how much I was responsible for allowing it to happen. You know, we are responsible for our own happiness. We can't put our happiness on somebody else because that's not fair. And I remember asking God to guide me in removing things or people that were not supposed to be in my life with me, or things that I didn't need to be doing or whatever. whatever, but I asked him to remove myself from either those things or those people, or remove those people from being upon me. And I mean that. And I tell you what, he literally did. And it was as clear as day when he removed those people. It was like, oh, you know what? They never really were there to begin with. They never should have been there. So you have to get completely clear on this, because you don't want to cut people off that really do have a purpose in your life. And maybe you just didn't see it or tap into it yet, or you don't really talk to them like that. So you don't really know. A lot of people have been put in our lives to enhance it, to enrich it, whatever. But we have to also be able to see that and decipher that, because I don't want to just cut somebody out of my life and that could have been the angel that was supposed to be there. You know, we just firing off, bye, cut, you know, and that person could have been sent by God to be right there. So just pray for clarification, to be completely clear. We are in 2020, so let's go ahead with the 2020 vision. Let's be completely clear on who you need to remove from your life that is considered dead weight. The second thing I did was I asked myself the five W's and H of people that surround you. Just examine your life in areas that you honestly maybe not see the dead weight. So when you do the five W's, which is, who are these people really deep down inside? Like, do you really know this person? So when you are thinking that a person may need to be cut from your life, ask yourself, who are they really? Have I really seen who they truly are? Are they really, do they have like some hidden stuff that I've never seen? So who are they really deep inside of them? And is that benefiting me? Why are they in my life? Okay, that's the second W. Why are they in my life? Where are they taking me? Where is this going? Are they here to enhance me in some form? Where are they taking me to? Are they taking me out of my calm, my peace? Are they taking me towards my destiny and my purpose? What exactly? Where are we going on this trip? Where are we going? What are they bringing into my life? Are they bringing chaos, confusion, foolishness and shenanigans? What are they bringing to my life? Are they bringing me peace? Do I feel peaceful when I'm around these people? You know, like I gave the example about when I go to Tampa, when I'm around my girlfriends and I feel peace. Now we be catty drama, you know, saying some little stuff, but I feel, they gonna get me on that. But I do feel peace when I'm around them. Sometimes I just sit and I just stare at them like, wow, I needed this. I needed to have this feeling of peace. So what are these people bringing to you? And another one is, when are they there for you? That's the biggest question that I've had to ask in the last, I would say this last year. When are these people there for me? When I reach out for help, when I reach out to talk to certain people, do they give me their time? Are they there for me? Or are they always just using up my time and my ear and my patience and my, you know, when are they there? So you got to ask yourself all of those questions, those W's. And the H is, how? How am I going to maintain this relationship or this involvement? How are they helping me to grow? How are they helping me? How are they helping to advance me in the things that I want to do? How are they encouraging me? How are they motivating me? Those are all things that you have to examine in your life when you are going into different phases of your life. That some people, like it says, God puts people there, but some people just aren't meant to go with you every step of your journey in life. So you have to really examine those W's and that H. And just like I said, look to your left, look to your right, do them five W's and an H and see what your answers are, right? The last thing that I would do is truly focus on surrounding yourself with people and activities that promote positivity and the type of energy that you desire to be around, because those are energies that are benefiting you in some way. Don't allow yourself to keep being around people who do not serve a purpose. I can't tell you how many times I talk to people and they tell me about other people that are in their lives that are just draining them, that's bringing them down to the core of the gutter. like just destroying who they are supposed to be. And it's taking them off their life's plan and their purpose and their path. And so stop putting yourself around these people just because, oh, that's my homegirl. I knew her for 20 years. Oh, that's my homeboy. We play basketball together, whatever. Who cares? There will be other people. I notice when I remove negative people or people that are dead weight to me, somebody always comes in my life. I meet a new person. I meet, you know, through networking or somehow come across a new person that enters my life that is more on the same level that I am, going in the same direction that I am, emotionally, spiritually, positive, you know, that energy is what I embrace and I welcome. So, darlings, go ahead and take a moment, take a few moments, take a few days to really dive into your life. Maybe even writing down who to keep and who to drop. I've done that too. Write down who to keep on one side, who to drop on the other. Focus on surrounding yourself with individuals who encourage you to grow and who encourage you to have peace, because I'm telling you, these years coming up is not going to get easier. They're going to get tougher. They're going to be more challenging, and you're going to need to surround yourself with people who can sustain you and help you and nurture you and be there for you and provide peace. That's my word for this year, y'all. Peace. Okay? And remove those who are encouraging anything opposite of that. Period. With a T on the end of that. So, okay, darlings, until next week, thank you so much for listening to my show. And make sure you rate, review, and share this podcast if you enjoyed it. I'm on all the platforms, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, all of that good stuff, iHeartRadio, whatever. Wherever you listen to your podcast, that's where my voice is. Thank you for tuning in. I love y'all. And remember, if you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around, and at least you got your friends. Now, who said that? All right, I'll chat with you guys next week. Bye, darlings. Shy Girl Beats.
Thank you for listening to Chit Chat with Shelly Cheyenne. Subscribe to this podcast and follow Coach Shelly on Instagram and Facebook at Coach Shelly, Chelley, Cheyenne, Cheyenne. Tune in next week for more exciting conversation with your host, Life Balance Influencer, Coach Shelly Cheyenne.